The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless you. This is Apostle Brother Americus Cheney.
Praise God. And this is Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Amen. And we are excited to be with you. Amen.
Yes.
On this evening, live prophetic infusion.
Yes.
Amen. Live coming to you. Amen. This evening. And we have the honorable, we're so excited, having the man of God, Apostle.
Amen.
Brother Fidel, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle, back Bald with the Infusion Eagle. Live
Amen.
Crew.
Amen.
Prophet Walter Evans, Amen. Soul Harvest Ministries.
Amen. And we're so delighted, amen, having you today.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the church being empowered, and that's a question mark. The church empowered. And so there's a lot of things that we have said through cliches. We have to know whose we are and what we are. And we've said that so many times, and what it is to move and operate in the power. Has God literally empowered his body? And I believe that to understand that, we have to understand that he that joins himself to Jesus or to the Father is one spirit.
Yes.
And we have to begin to understand our true identity.
Yes.
Mark 16 and 17, it says, in the NLT, it says, these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages.
Yes.
And then they say they will be able to handle snakes in safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. The King James said that they shall be healed. This is the accompany signs. This is the affirmation, the confirmation that Jesus lives inside of us. The Bible speaks about the mystery, the hope of glory, that the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ is in us. Amen. And I'm going to open up the panel. Amen. And I'm going to talk to Dr. Clarice Cheney concerning about
Amen.
That.
Amen.
When it talks about these signs shall follow them that believe. When it says we shall take up snakes or we shall handle it, safety. What was it speaking of in those? We understand that, tell the viewers out there, those that are listening, the audience, the audio. Audience.
Praise God. Amen. I'm going to come from Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And the Holy Spirit will empower the church for mission. Praise God.
Yes.
Right here, basically saying here, that he had empowered us. He empowered us to be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. He empowered us, praise God, that if something come towards us or we pick up something that's in danger, God is going to cover us because he has given us power. He has given us authority. And what's empowerment? It's authority, giving us authority, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Authority to speak. Authority to lay hands and you shall be healed. Authority to speak life on every situation, and it has to change.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. He has given us that power. But sometimes we as saints have to recognize the power that he has invested and he has given us. A lot of times we don't know our authority.
Yes, yes.
We don't know it, so we don't speak it.
Yes.
Amen. Don't realize we can speak on that situation and it got to change. Amen.
Amen.
In our life. Amen. In our children life. In our family life. In our work life. Amen. We don't have to sit here worried. Oh, God, I don't know what going to happen today. No, you speak life on it.
Amen.
He has given us that authority. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I wanted to let the audience know when the Bible says that the power that when the Holy Spirit come upon us, we shall receive power. Dunamis, that word was transliterated improperly. It means exousia, of the authority to work the power of the Messiah. Jesus is all powerful. When it says, talk about that Apostle Fidel concerning about picking up snakes and if we drink any deadly thing, because a lot of the church really don't understand that. We don't know how to take it metaphorically. Mm-hmm. Is it literally? What is it saying here?
Yeah, first I want to say this is an awesome subject, because obviously a church that's not empowered, a church that does not have the power and authority
to act on behalf of in this case, the Lord, mm-hmm. in the earth is akin to an eagle without wings or a mm-hmm. lion without wow. teeth, right?
Wow. Yes,
an
yes.
eagle that doesn't have wings yes, might, as yes, well, yes. might as well be a chicken. And
amen.
Well, I want to, no pun intended, but I also want to say quickly, it's interesting that the criteria for the signs is belief,
yes.
right?
Yes.
It doesn't say, and these signs shall follow the apostle,
yes.
the bishop, or the doctor.
Yes, that's good.
And then we have to understand, and we talked about it last week, actually, the yep. difference between belief mm-hmm. and trust.
Yes.
yes.
Where you can actually believe someone has the power and the authority to do yes, something.
Yes. Alone. Mm-hmm.
But there's a completely different thing if definitely. You don't trust them. Because even in James, it said, even the demons believe yes, and tremble doubt.
Yeah, yes.
To get to the question that you asked, of course, it'll be moronic to think this means that you can run around just taking up snakes.
Yes, yes.
They're going to bite your behind and kill you. God is giving, and there was a church mm-hmm. where you had some clowns.
Yes.
I'm going to say clowns.
Yes.
Because you have to be crazy thinking that this means you can
handle
serpents.
That's
you know, serpents, you know, represent some type of demonic activity, yes. of course. Yes. And yes. he's given us power to tread upon mm-hmm. all the works of the major demon, yes. the devil,
yes.
and all his minions in the earth.
Yes.
Right? And if anything deadly comes towards us, mm. we have the power and the authority. We're not going to just pick yes. up poison and drink it
yes.
because
yes.
we shall not tempt the Lord, our God. Amen? Yes.
Amen. And that's so powerful, Apostle. Because
love it. Yes.
You wanted to say something? Jump in. Go ahead,
yes,
Prophet.
I wanted to say, with the office or with any job, they empower you to work for the company.
Yes.
In this scripture, he's saying believers, mm-hmm. they are empowered when they operate for the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, because it's two words there, take up, and the other word is tread. Mm-hmm. One, take up means to remove.
Right.
Tread means to stamp up on.
Right.
And so, or to trample. And so we have the authority to remove unclean spirits. You have the power to trample over them.
Yes.
They are upon our feet. And it's powerful because in this, it did not say, as you said, apostle, has nothing to do with an apostle or prophet or bishop or whatever.
Yes,
it is the believers. Now, watch this, beloved. And this is something that I saw in Acts 1 and 8. Mm-hmm. Dr. Cheney, she was reading that mm-hmm. When the Bible said that you shall receive power or authority when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. But a lot of us, we don't understand. It says to be witnesses mm-hmm. in Judea and Samaria. Mm-hmm. The church was empowered because of being a son. A son is a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's empowered the mm-hmm. church.
Amen.
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we are witnesses.
Yes.
We're witnesses unto the Lord. Dr. Prophet Evans, talk about that real quick concerning about witnessing before the Lord. What does it mean to be a witness for God?
It means to declare what the Lord is declaring.
Yes.
It means to be the mouthpiece for God.
Yes.
Or the example.
Yes.
Mm. We're the city that sits upon a hill that cannot be hid. A light. Did you say, do men light a candle and put it upon the bushel? No. Mm-hmm. They light a light to see. Isaiah chapter 60 said, arise and shine, for thy light has come.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee.
Yes.
God's glory, empowerment, is risen upon the church, the believer, to demonstrate the kingdom message.
Amen. That's awesome. And I hope someone heard that.
Yes.
Dr. Cheney, you wanted to say something real quickly.
I wanted just to piggyback on what Apostle Fidel was saying when he was saying that, you know, when it says we should drink poison, the word of God, but it would not harm us. And just my take from that right there is that sometimes we can mistakenly do something and we have the power to speak it and God will cover us. And I'm saying this from this actually what happened to me.
Yes.
This is something that happened to me, and it happened probably maybe about a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the bathroom, and I had the light off, and I had my eye water in the cabinet, mm-hmm. but I also had my eardrops in the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up the wrong ones. I picked up my eardrops, okay,
from
my ears, and I put it in my eye.
Wow!
I said, "Oh my God!"
Wow!
But immediately, I flushed my eye and laid hands on my eye and prayed over my eye. Mm. And I knew that God was going to keep it. Now, that wasn't designed for my eye. It was for my ear. Mm. So because I spoke life on it and I knew that God covered me, it was like a poisoning. I'm putting eardrops in my eye by accident. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I still believe God to cover me. Praise God. But and I had the power and authority to, amen, lay hands on my eye and say, God, you got this. Because it was a mistake that I made.
Mm-hmm.
But because of who I am and whose I am and who my daddy is, amen?
Yes, amen.
I know
amen.
That he was going to cover and keep me. Yes, and I was like, oh, my God. Now, listen, it was the right moment to say this because I've never even told my husband this. Amen?
Yeah, that would have been.
Praise God. Amen? But God always gives us the right time to say something.
Does.
Amen? Mm-hmm. That yes. let us know that he will keep us even when we make mistakes.
Yes.
That's powerful because the Bible says in Psalms that he'll protect us from sudden death.
Yes.
And it talks about that if we abide in the Almighty God, up under the shadow of the Almighty God, his wings and his pinions, it covers us. And then we will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress. You said something real powerful, Apostle, when you said that belief and trusting is different. Yeah. Now, is faith and belief and trusting the same, or how do they function?
Well, that's the thing. When the Bible talks about faith, that you know that word pistu, it actually it refers not just to acknowledge the existence of God, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, it means number one, reliance on Christ for salvation, right?
Yes,
and trusting in God.
Mm-hmm.
You could take a heavenly father or mother who is a loving father or mother.
Mm-hmm.
The child or the children believe based on action that their parent loves them.
Yes.
But they also trust that parent. You know, you can take a little toddler and you put that toddler high up on a dresser, right?
Yes.
And you back up away from the dresser. Mm-hmm. Now, if the toddler falls off of the top of the dresser, he or she can injure themselves, right? But you can back up and actually stick your arm out, and the toddler, without fear, will jump into your arm. Why?
That's
because
right.
the loving, outstretched arm and the trust that they have in that arm overcomes and supersedes the fear of falling.
Wow. That is so powerful. I hope y'all
felt something right there.
And you should hear that because we are in the hands of a loving Father.
What? God.
Let me contain myself.
That watches over us and keep us.
Woo!
One thing, Dr. Cheney, she says something that was very powerful because a lot of times we not know, the scripture says in the King James Version that we don't know what we ought to pray for according to scripture, but the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. Jesus, according to the scriptures, makes intercession for us. And then the set apart spirit, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. Amen. In the heavenly places. He's caused us and set us in the heavenly places, in the heavenly realms, plural, kingdoms, plural, heavens, plural. So there's many dimensions in the kingdom of God. He's given us all authority and all power on him. In Corinthians chapter 12, Apostle Donaldson, talk about that. Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the spiritual giftings.
Yes.
Is there a difference, watch this, from the power and the gifts? We understand what we just read in Mark concerning that these signs that follow them that believe. Mm-hmm. They walked in the dimension of sonship. The man that cast out the devil did not have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Okay, that was empowered that God did. Through the faith of Jesus' name.
Right.
And so now in Corinthians, it talks about the spiritual giftings. Talk a little bit about that spiritual giftings.
Well, you know, you can remember the time when Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration with the three.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones were down at the bottom. And the spirit that would cast this man's son into the fire.
Yes, yes.
And they could not cast him out.
Mm-mm.
So hanging around with Jesus is not enough.
Yes.
You know, Jesus began to upbraid them for not having, you know, why don't you have faith?
Yes.
You should have the kind of belief and trust that would cause you. And now in Corinthians, it's important to recognize that Paul said the spirit, right, the rock is given to every man to profit with all.
Yes.
Right. So those of us that put our trust and our reliance on Christ and he's given us his spirit now.
Yes.
It is for profiting.
Yes.
And in that spirit, now the spirit distributes now the gifts to every man or woman severally as he will and as it necessitates. For instance, now, If we're all filled with the Spirit of the living God, say in this room, and we go in different directions, mm-hmm. and we come up on a situation where a word of knowledge is needed, the Spirit will begin to manifest yes. in the word of knowledge.
Yes.
If there's a situation where somebody is demon-possessed, then the Spirit will manifest in time to deal with that, to lay hands Amen. On the sick.
Yes.
And this is what we need to understand. We don't want to limit
yes.
the power
yes.
of God and to limit him in not understanding how he has been given to us for the profiting. And we must also, you know, remember that, you know, the nine gifts and yes. nine fruits,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And the Spirit of the living God, he is the one that dictates
yes.
how the manifestation is needed based on where we are
yes.
and what the enemy is doing in the environment that we're yes. in.
And that is so good because you yes. heard the apostle, he began to say, and you're listening to Prophetic Infusion, amen, here on Praise 107.9, amen. And so what we have to understand is that the spiritual giftings, as the apostle says, it is given to one is given the spirit of faith or the gift of faith to one, the gift of watch this miracles yes. and healings.
Yes.
That is a spiritual gift with miracles yes. and
Jesus.
Healing.
Yes.
So it's not just that we're waiting on Jesus to move. He's empowered. Those are spiritual endowments to move in spiritual,
good.
Powerful gifts.
Yes.
Now I want to say this right here, having the, you're born again. They that
yes.
are born again,
yes.
love God. If you love God, it is a spirit that draws us according to scripture. We believe that Jesus, that was God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. That word saved, sozo. We're born again, having the nature, the hagios pneuma of God.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference when the Holy Spirit
yes.
comes upon
yes.
us.
Yes.
That's the difference. That's not the rebirth. The rebirth is
no,
when we're
no,
born
no,
of God.
No.
But the spiritual gifting, so those that are listening, is that if you are a son and a daughter, you're a son if you're a daughter. And if you're born again, you have the authority and the power to use his name.
Yes.
To you talked about that using his name, Dr. Chase.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. He give us that power to speak authority to use his name. Praise God. And I gave a testimony one time how I was working for the Census Bureau and how these dogs they send the dogs after me, and the first thing I did is turn around and say, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and they stopped in their tracks.
Yes,
we have the power and authority to use his name. But I wanted to say also with the spiritual gifts, it is designed for us all to work together.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I remember one time this happened some years ago now. We went into a church and we was, I told Apostle, I think you had the minister that night. I told Apostle, I say, well, actually what I told him earlier before he ministered, I say, that woman of God, we're going to have to pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did, when we was all praying, I went over there and prayed for her. So when I went over and prayed for her, that's when, Apostle, that's when you began to prophesy, praise God to her. That same woman of God, that night she was going to leave there and commit suicide.
Yes,
but the Holy Spirit had me to go and pray for her, and then had him to pray and prophesy to her. So I guess they ought to work together as one, praise God.
Amen,
amen.
Amen. Interchangeably, yeah.
Amen.
What God has empowered the church is so many areas that he has infused his people. We have to understand and identify that we understand that it is not our power. It is his power. He gives us the authority, the exousia to delegate that power, to delegate and infuse, because it comes. Now talk about this, Apostle Donaldson, because I know when it comes down to the being infused with God, how does that operate? Because there's a lot of listeners that do not know how to operate in that power.
You know, I tell you, I mean, I have tears in my eyes, and I could feel the Spirit of the Lord all over me, because you have definitely heard from God with this subject.
Yes.
There are too many
yes.
individuals in the body of Christ who don't know their identity, know the identity of the Spirit of the Lord in them, and they're being battered and bruised throughout life. And you touched on the power and the authority at the beginning, and it's important for us to reiterate the distinction. Dunamis, Strong's 1411 speaks of the miracle work and power.
Yes, yes.
Speaks of the might and the abundance of God that should be manifested to, through the child of God.
Yes.
But you referenced that the other New Testament word for power, the word exousia,
yes,
is indicative of delegated influence and yes, jurisdiction,
yes,
especially over certain realms and territory. What am I saying? Mm. You'll hear individuals a lot in the body of Christ talking about they bind Satan. Be careful. There's nowhere in the scripture from Genesis to Revelation where any human being has the authority to bind Satan.
Yes,
the Bible
says
that Satan moved David to number Israel.
Yes.
Paul said, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. Yeshua has the authority to bind the devil himself. So you have individuals who are not walking in the power of God, right? Who are on the fringes and the periphery of Christianity running around talking about, I'm binding the devil.
Yes, come
all
on
now. All you're doing is drawing spirits to come and attack you.
Wow.
Because you're not impacting the world for the kingdom enough for Satan himself to come to see about you. So now, that delegated jurisdiction and influence based on your rank and your authority in the earth, based on your relationship with God, how yielded you are to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
That's who gives that authority and that power based on your commitment and your dedication.
Wow. That, and I hope those that was listening, because we always think that it is the devil himself.
Where
an original name there would be Hiel. And you're dealing with the spirits that proceeds out of him. And I know that's deep, and a lot of times we've heard that fallen angels are demons, but when you begin to read the scriptures, you'll see this is completely different. But, and I said something there, and let me go back, because the Bible tells us in the book of Jude that they are reserved until the day of judgment, those angels that first left their habitation. Satan, the devil Hiel, was in the garden. When he was a garden, he was supposed to be the anointed cherub, the watch over man.
Yes.
That's why he was in the garden. But when he began to rebel against God, to draw away from man, to trick and to deceive and to entice man, that's when he fell from his state of who he was as an anointed covering cherub. And I know that's kind of deep. We can't go back into it. Amen. But study that and you'll begin to see that. Amen. And say, go ahead, Apostle.
May I just say something quickly? Because you referenced the book of Jude. Jude said that Michael, in contending with Lucifer, Satan, for the body of Moses, durst not bring a railing accusation. He's an archangel, a warrior for God, and he understands the pecking order. He durst not bring a railing accusation, but said, Satan, the Lord, God Almighty, rebukes you. If Michael is saying that it is the Lord's authority to rebuke you, now you can say, Satan, the Lord Jesus binds you.
Yes, yes.
You know, but I, the personal pronoun, you have to be very, very careful. Yes, you just can't parrot and mimic things that you're hearing people saying.
Come on.
You need to know the authority and the level that you operate in.
It's like, now, and go ahead.
It's like you're going out and you're going to have a legal street fight. You're going to go out and you're going to start the fight, but you get whooped.
Now, we're not,
thank you.
We're not telling you that, the enemy, the scripture says, you say, well, then how do we have power over him? The Bible says resist the devil, and he humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he shall do what?
Flee
from you. Binding, the word binding means to knit together, first of all.
Yes.
So
yes,
you don't bind. If you bind the enemy, then you're binding him to
you.
Amen. And you don't want to do that.
Thank you,
amen. Right. Praise God. But at the same time, a lot of cliche things have hurt the body. Go ahead, Dr. Cheney.
I was about to say, too, you can't resist him if you always give them credit for everything that happens.
So true.
Amen. You're drawing them to you.
So true.
Amen.
So true.
When you begin to realize and understand who you are and that identity, and when you begin to grow, the Bible says that faith is a grain of mustard seed. It is a growing seed. It is a growing life source. The Bible tells us, desire the sincere milk of the word. A lot of us, we want to be teenagers when you're still a child.
Mm.
We want to be adults when we're just adolescents in the spirit. Take your time. Grow properly. Spiritually, that you may, when you get in those domain, although you have all power, according to the work of the word of the Lord, he's given us all power all over power. All the works all of the power. Enemy, all dunamis, all authority in exousia. But you don't go looking for the enemy.
No.
That's right. That's
when the
right.
enemy comes to you, then you have authority and power to defeat. Dr. Yes. Cheney, you want to add to that?
Amen. I just want to invite everyone to come out to Soul Harvest Ministries. The address is 582 Plantation Drive. It's in Middleburg, Florida, but that's still in the Orange Park area. Our hours our church starts at 11:45 a.m. and we desire for you to come out. And we also have Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7:30.
You are empowered to operate in the glory of God.
We are empowered.
Matter of fact, we are ambassadors.
Yes.
That means that we have spiritual immunity
to
diseases, sickness, and depravity. You have authority and power.
Authority
to those
power.
That do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to tell you, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
That's the gospel message. He died on the cross for you. Yes, you, sir. Yes, you, ma'am. There's nothing that you have not done that will prevent the love of God. Matter of fact, he's calling you right now to receive him as Lord and Savior. Repent, those that are going through, that are doing in sin. Repent. Turn away. Change your mind. Go the other direction. And watch the love of God come upon you. Amen.
Dr. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to invite you to come out. And thank you for joining us. We do look to talk to you next week. And remember that God loves you, and we love you too.
Yes, we love you too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Be blessed.
Shalom.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.